questions with Lana Rhodes.
Okay, this is a few mornings ago. Morning darshan, I was talking about Ragatmika and Raganuga.
In New Zealand?
In New Zealand, yeah. The question was, actually you repeated somebody's question. If a Ragatmika Bhakta comes to this world, how can we recognize him?
Padmanabha asked this question.
Huh?
Actually this question of Padmanabha Maharaj.
Then
Buddha asked what he asked, then I told.
Right, okay, I'll switch that. He said you can't. Only a high class Raganuga Vaishnava can recognize him. There are some symptoms of the Raganuga, which is Kanchantir. So why would he give the symptoms of the Raganuga when the question was asked how do you recognize?
After that Gurudev answered, it is not complete answer here. Then Gurudev told that who is liar,
somebody
who is
says, yeah.
First class Raganuga devotee, they can recognize them. And they, what is the question?
The question is, how can you recognize a Ragatmika Bhakta? So then
there's another question. Then our acharyas, our Guru Varga, they are Ragatmika or Raganuga?
Yeah, that's after. But in this one, why would he start giving the symptoms of a Raganuga?
Because if they're high class Raganuga, they can understand them, recognize
okay.
them.
Okay, and this is the symptom of the one who can recognize them.
Yeah.
Wow, even that's high. Okay, then Gurudev says, people say, oh, I have prema, I've got Krishna's darshan, so I tell them, you're foolish and bogus. If anyone has really gotten the darshan of Krishna, then he cannot have a material body.
Yeah.
Then Gurudev said, at once everything will be changed and his transcendental body will come. So what does this mean, everything will be changed?
Oh, everything will change means like Dhruva Maharaj. He looks like material body, not material body at all. Same way his material body will finish, transcendental body will appear.
His material body, what happens to it? It gets changed into a spiritual body?
No, that will not be changed.
No.
The transcendental body will
manifest. And the spirit and material body,
material body will
disappear?
Yeah.
Oh, pretty mystical.
Like Padruva Maharaj mentioned, Napatat Pancha Bhautikam, but when it happened now, nobody knows.
How it happened, nobody knows?
No.
Okay.
But in Bhagavad mentioned, Napatat Pancha Bhautikam.
Okay. Then I don't know why, but all of a sudden, Gurudev starts talking about that he invites the people, all the professional people and the scholars.
Oh, somebody asked the question.
Oh, there was a question.
Yeah.
Oh.
That during that Pandit Ajay, he asked, during our festival, Janmashtami, other festival, grand festival, shall we invite professional person or not? And the Lord, yes, for Lok Sangraha, to collect the people, you have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, how our devotee will, group will increase?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is not born devotee, very few are born devotee.
Mm-hmm.
So Gurudev told, even in Mathura during Janmashtami, other time we invite them, we give them chance. If the people know they are coming, more people will come.
Right.
Then I give injection.
To the professionals as well, to the scholars as well, he's giving an injection.
No, the scholars will sing, hearing their name, more people will come. Then by lecture, I will give them injection. From there, some devotee will come, some devotee will be there.
But is he also saying that he's giving injections to the scholars?
Yeah, both. Scholars
both.
And general people,
and general.
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then he says, we call them.
And even we're giving some donation to them also.
He gives money?
Yeah.
Huh? To the musicians and the scholars?
Yeah.
How much does he give?
Something I'll give.
I mean something big like 100 rupees, 1,000 rupees? Or?
No, it's not needed to mention.
Okay.
But we are giving something, sometimes money we're giving, sometimes cloth are giving.
Can
like
you just
this.
Tell me out of curiosity, I won't write it.
No need to know.
Okay. So then he says, we call them to collect persons who will hear all these things.
Yeah.
All these things means his own Harikatha?
His Gurudev Harikatha and their music both. And they all not ordinary music, they always sing
devotional
music.
Okay.
Related to Krishna, Radha Krishna, Mata Yashoda and Krishna like this. Sakha
okay.
Krishna.
Then he starts talking about the Sapta Acharyas.
No.
Now what is the significance of mentioning Purana, the Kavya, the Vedanta, the Chanda, the Naya, Nyaya, and the Vyakarana? What are these?
Gurudev told that that scholar of New Zealand, he
did. You mean Ajay?
Ajay.
Yeah.
He won Acharya. Gurudev told, even I called, invite Sapta Acharya, is get degree in 7 subjects.
Oh, one person has a degree in 7.
Yeah.
Oh, he said, you are one Acharya, one thing.
Yeah.
But I invite people who have
7 Acharya, he has degree of 7 Acharyas.
Who does?
Gurudev invited.
One particular person?
Yeah.
His name is Chaturvedi?
Vasudev Krishna Chaturvedi.
Okay, good.
When Swamiji also there, he honored him so much.
For us, can I make one tapa for Gurudev?
Yeah.
Just asking. For other?
One Swamiji?
Go in, straight, turn on light, praise Gurudev. You found it? Shall I come?
Any good answers? See, it would be too much to write. You can see.
Yeah.
See, usually I would just ask you through Brajanath Prabhu in letters, like I usually do. But you can see this is too complex. That's why I'm asking you in person. All right. So, just to reiterate. Ajay Krishna Prabhu, who's a scholar, and he has one particular acharya degree.
Acharya in particular subject.
Oh, particular subject.
Yeah.
So Gurudev is saying that I invite certain persons who even have
7 acharyas, and very big
who are acharyas in 7
subjects.
For example, this Chaturvedi.
Yeah.
And what did you say about a Swamiji?
When Srila your Gurudev came in India after America.
Right.
He, Vasudev Krishna Chaturvedi, makes some slokas for him, to honor him.
Oh.
And your Gurudev also honored to him also.
Okay, okay.
And when your Gurudev was editor of our Bhagavad Patrika, Vasudev Chaturvedi also there.
There, helping him or is
no,
just
as
present?
No, as editor.
As
editor? Board, yes.
Okay. Okay. What is this? Why did Gurudev start talking about the shalagram and the big cucumber? It seemed to come out of nowhere.
Oh, that also was a question. How we...
By Ajay Krishna?
Yeah, because we, Ajay, they invite people here in a big festival. And then our Balaram Prabhu is saffron cloth. He opposed so much. No need to do all these things. No need to listen from him. We only have a devotee. He and Ram Rao. And in during Janmashtami, we put shalagram in a big cucumber or any big fruit, like watermelon, rock melon, like this. And that later on, we take it out from there, like he's come.
Like
Krishna,
you pull
coming.
It out and say, look, everybody, like that?
No.
How?
Inside temple, we hide it as before, cut cucumber, take seeds out and put inside shalagram.
Yeah.
Or any big fruit like rock melon,
yeah,
watermelon.
Right.
And put there.
Right.
Like midnight, then you took from there and keep in that where you do abhishek, we put there.
But do all the people in the audience, do they see you pulling it out?
No.
It's a private thing inside the altar.
Like when mother yearling child, everyone not to be there.
Oh,
same
okay.
Way.
Okay. So
if not only our mot, all over Braj, all over UP and Bihar, they did same thing.
So Gurudev
so
also
they did
that?
Here, so Balaram and Ram Rao became very upset.
Okay.
Then he asked this question.
And Gurudev approved it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I didn't know there was a question, because he was asking it in Hindi. So
yeah.
It's good that you're saying that. All right, let's see. What did Gurudev say we underlined? Oh, yeah.
And Padmaji asked one question.
Yeah.
Then if acharyas are raganuga or ragadmik.
Right.
Usually ragadmik will come only with Krishna, and if they send them, then will come. They will not come by their own
will.
Own will.
Like,
only Krishna's desire, they will come.
Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur came.
And
will
come with
water.
Krishna. And if they come also, you could not understand them. They pretend the whole world that they are raganuga.
Right. So the ones that are closer to us, that is after Shiva's Pandit, after Rai Ramananda, the ones that are closer to us, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gurudev is intimating, tell me if I'm wrong, that they are also ragatmika, who are pretending to be
raganuga.
Sadhak. or pretending to be Raganuga sadhaks.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they come, they very hard to understand them, and they pretend themselves that they are Raganuga sadhaks.
So the best we can do is recognize that they're Raganuga sadhaks. No, we should know that they're siddhas.
Yeah, they will not tell anyone that I'm ragatmik or eternal. So they will not tell anyone to any time.
Right.
Very few person can understand. It's very hard to understand them. They pretend.
Right, because Ragamiga Bhakti really means the associate of Mahaprabhu in that form, or associate of Radha Krishna in that form. And in this form, he's in the form of a sadhak, Raganuga sadhak, which is just a pretense.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, today he admitted it. This morning, Balaram gave him some flowers, and Balaram said, "These jasmines are from Goloka Vrindavan." So Gurudev said, I'm from there. I'm also from there. But that was like a joke. Okay, so let me see. Right, so Brajanath Prabhu asks, "I've read in the scripture that Raganuga Bhakti begins when our intelligence is purified." So Gurudev says it has nothing to do with intelligence. Even a person who has good intelligence, purified heart, is of a good character and is a topmost like a Mayavadi and is learned and pure-hearted with no worldly ambition, he may not have the Sukriti to follow even Bhakti, what to speak of Raganuga Bhakti. So he's saying all these good things like intelligence,
maybe
good
all
character.
Good things, but Bhakti will manifest, then there is no certainty.
Right, but my question is, why did he say a topmost like a good character, topmost like a Mayavadi?
In Mayavadi, so many Mayavadis are there, very learned scholar and very good character. Still, Bhakti is not there.
Okay, good.
Done?
Almost. Yes. Brajanath Prabhu asked, if the first stage of bhajan is Guru Padashriya, and then Gurudev says, first he will hear pastimes of Bhagavad Sambandhi, Sukriti, and then he will have a desire to hear Raganuga. What was he trying to say? First he will hear the pastimes of our relationship with the Supreme Lord, then he'll get Sukritis from that, and then he'll get a desire to hear about Raganuga? Is that what he's trying to say, or what?
I was not there at the time, this question. I may come for to arrange his breakfast.
Well, what would Gurudev mean if he says, first, pastimes of... No, but he doesn't know. He only knows his question.
You asked the question.
No, he asked the question, but I'm trying to understand.
You asked the
Gurudev.
Question.
Right.
I don't understand even the answer. What
do you understand?
Question.
Do you understand the answer? He says, first, pastimes of Bhagavad Sambandhi, Sukriti, and then he will have a desire to hear Raganuga.
When you heard Harikatha, familiar Bhushan, then some Sukriti will come after that, desire will come to about Raganuga Bhakti.
Alright, so what is Bhagavad Sambandhi? That is...
Related to Krishna, he is related to his tattva, related to his pastime.
Okay, by hearing that,
yeah,
he gets Sukriti and then gradually he'll have a desire to hear Raganuga?
Yeah.
What does hear Raganuga mean?
It means when he'll listen pastimes, I want to serve Krishna like this way.
So it's not hear Raganuga, he wants to be Raganuga.
He listening Harikatha related to Krishna.
Yeah.
Samtattva, Jivtattva, Mayatattva, all these things.
This is not including Raganuga.
No. After that, when gradual listening, his pastimes, somebody will do that, then he will be like this. I want to be like this.
Got
then
it.
He will
come. Okay, one more on me. Then James asks, how can a conditioned soul recognize a pure devotee? And Gurudev says, he can't. He should hear from Vaishnavas, and by hearing, then gradually you'll get mercy to understand that this is him. And then at the end, Braja Kishori asked again. She said, Srila Gurudev, he's wondering how conditioned souls, how can they accept somebody as a guru if they can't recognize him? And then both you and Brajanath Prabhu both simultaneously answered, Gurudev just said, you have to have Vaishnava association.
Will you want again?
You and Brajanath Prabhu.
Him.
Mrs. Brajanath. So she asked so then you and Brajanath Prabhu both answered, Gurudev just said that having Vaishnava association, they who have recognized him, they will tell you. And then Gurudev said, you should digest what I have told you, then there will be no question. So my question is, she didn't understand what Gurudev said, and I don't understand it. So the reader
maybe Gurudev has told anything else before in class.
Oh, all the different times
yeah.
that he's told.
Yeah.
He said, then there will be no question.
Yeah.
Just try and understand everything, and then you won't
yeah.
have what doubts.
What is telling in class, if
got
you try
it.
To follow that, then no question will come.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any question now? Raj, Maran?
Is this one?